Yo, Kevin, lay down the intro while I lay down a sick beat.
My name is Kevin Weir, and I'm here to say I'm introducing the third space in an unusual way. I'm here with Jeremy, and he's going to do a beat while I'm going to rap, and it doesn't have to rhyme because it's freestyle.
Freestyle.
Did I do good?
Yeah, sure. Okay, C plus.
Let's go. I am not a rapper. I am not good with rhyming.
Welcome to the third space, everybody.
Welcome where to another horrifying episode
of Spooktober.
Ooh.
The second to last episode of Spooktober.
I will say, as much as I love the Spooktober idea, I didn't realize when we first did it that October is going to have five release days in it. Yeah.
Yep.
Maybe next year we'll like do maybe one.
What are you talking about?
You're just making everything focus around for the entire month. 5 days. That's
pretty.
Yeah,
everything in November is going to be about American Thanksgiving.
Everything in December is about Christmas.
Yeah. Everything in January is about the New Year.
Yeah.
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 February, Valentine's Day.
Yeah, yeah. Every month is going to be themed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is now a theme show.
Good. Good.
So, Kevin.
Yeah, what's up?
What are we talking about today?
I don't really know. I mean, I do know.
Yeah, you know, I told you.
Yeah.
This is, no one is surprised when we say the topic. Well, we always know what we're talking about. The only time you're surprised is when I do an intro that you don't know what's happening, or I choose a commercial that you've never heard of before.
I'm pretty upset you trying to make me rap back there. I will say that. I will say you did not tell me that was what's going to happen.
No.
No.
Sometimes I do. Sometimes I don't.
No. No.
Yeah.
No, that was unfair. This week on another terrifying episode of the
Scaretacular.
Third Space. Scaretacular spectacular of the Third Space. We are going to talk about pursuit logic.
Yeah.
Specifically pertaining to horror movies.
Yes. So we're going back to the horror genre in film.
Yes. And so we're talking about what do you get a lot of, like, slasher with things like Jason or Michael.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Texas Chainsaw. That one's a lot more of him just being like, ah, I'll charge you and you're in your house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a lot of people hanging on meat hooks.
Yeah.
Yeah. But for those who don't know what I mean by the pursuit logic, it's the idea that in, let's say, Friday the 13th,
yeah,
Jason never runs.
No.
No, he walks.
But he always gets there first.
He always gets there first, or he always catches them.
Yeah.
It seems like, all right, so we're, before I get into that, so let's just talk about what this world we're setting up is. Mm-hmm. So this is a world where, I guess, the way you travel is based off of the pursuit logic in horror movies.
Well, it's just, when you are pursuing somebody,
yeah,
that's the logic that applies. It's not normal logic.
Yeah, yeah. So,
yeah.
So essentially it makes it that you will always catch the person you're chasing.
Yes.
I mean, within reason, there's some ways, times to get away. But the only time I've ever seen...
The 100-meter dash is so weird now. So all I can think about right now is how weird the 100-meter dash is.
Well, but everyone...
Because everyone's chasing the leader. That means they all get there before the leader.
But then the... Well, no, they're all... Well... I think the 100-meter dash, they're chasing, normally chasing anything, they're trying to get to a point.
That's true. That's true.
I think if we're talking about, like, what are those greyhounds where they have like, a fake rabbit run from them? They're chasing that rabbit.
So they get there before
the
greyhounds win all the time.
I like the idea that, like, you know.
The sport doesn't work anymore.
You see all the greyhounds.
That horrible, horrible sport.
Yeah. You see all the greyhounds running, they go behind a tree and they're gone. You're like, where do they go? Oh, they're at the end.
Huh.
Who won?
Who won?
This is a dumb thing. Let's not do this again. Do you want to go make chickens fight? Let's go make chickens fight. Let's do another terrible thing
great
to animals.
Horrible people.
Let's do more terrible things to animals.
Yeah. Good start.
Good start. Good start.
Okay, continue with your explanation now that we've talked about the 100-meter dash.
I don't know that's much more explanation. I don't know if there's much more of an explanation of what pursuit logic is.
Right.
But how it would fit into the world is definitely based around that you, if you are chasing someone,
yeah.
you will get there before them.
Yeah.
Which, because there's no real understanding of how it works, maybe as a form of teleportation, maybe really what we don't see is that, like, Jason's walking after someone, they're running, and as soon as they run out of the way, he's like, oh, okay. And he, like, sprints around, gets there first, goes,
or, you know, there's a secret passage right. or something.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I always imagine with ones like Leatherface, because mm-hmm. it's usually his house. Leatherface mm-hmm. is his house. But Michael and Jason go other places.
Yep.
Freddy doesn't count because he's literally a ghost.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he can go anywhere he wants.
He's
mind
scary.
Dreams!
To the magical world of dreams!
And murder! Murder dreams!
Kevin, come with me to the magical land of dreams!
No. No, please no.
There's rainbows and ponies!
Please no.
And narwhals!
Please get away from me.
Whee!
You're 100% just Freddy Krueger. No, I'm not!
What are you talking about? Dream.
I'm going to take another 5-hour energy. Okay, you're still going. Well, I guess I'm living off of monster energy drinks now. Jicked them right into my veins.
Sorry about that very sibilant S.
So I'm trying to think of the way that people would like utilize this. If you know that in this world that if you are chasing someone, you will get there first... Makes me think that, like, the way that any sort of travel works is you send one person there.
Well, group travel, yeah.
Yeah, group travel works. I mean, there could even be the way that, like, airlines or anything works is that...
Here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
If we're using the horror movie logic, they yeah. never actually get all the way there where they're going.
No, but you get closer.
You get closer, you just don't get all the way there.
But, I mean, that still cuts off a lot of time.
Yeah.
Or maybe not time, but effort.
Here's the thing. You never know when that's going to happen.
Okay.
So it could be, you could be 5 minutes from your destination, or it could be you've left, and after 5 minutes, everyone appears in front of you.
So it's not as, I guess...
It's not that predictable.
Abusable as I thought. Because what I thought is that you have one person whose entire job is... They're a rabbit, essentially.
Yeah, they're the rabbit.
Yeah, so it's like, all right, Michael, you will go to I don't know, the grocery store.
Yeah, you go to Superstore.
And I will chase you.
Yeah.
And then you're at the grocery store, and Michael gets there, and you give Michael some money mm-hmm. because you got to the grocery store.
Yeah.
You didn't even have to do anything.
Yeah, but no, it wouldn't work.
Yeah.
You don't know when you're going to do it.
You just black out and wake up, and you're like, oh, I'm at the grocery store.
Okay, great.
Excellent. Perfect.
Well, or you're on the front porch of your house.
Yeah, exactly. But in this world, it's more like, all right, Michael, you go to the grocery store, I will chase you. And then just randomly in an alley, you're like, oh, damn it.
Why'd you take this route, Michael?
This is a dumb route. All right, Michael, go again. I will chase you again.
Yeah.
So you're Michael hopping.
Yeah, you're Michael hopping. Is this like sliders?
You're hopping from Michael to Michael.
Yeah. I think the real problem with this is that because it's unpredictable, think of the chaos it would cause on the traffic system.
You never know when a car would just come swinging in.
Yeah.
Or
there's a pedestrian, just like all of a sudden a pedestrian appears in the middle of the road.
But it's very important then that when you're driving, maybe there's like driving classes where it's like, remember, you're not chasing anyone.
No.
Don't try to follow
anyone.
It's not a race. And like, hey, why don't you follow me? No. No, no.
No, no, no.
We will both leave separately.
And arrive separately.
We are not following
each other. I feel like this is just more of an inconvenience than anything
else. It's very good because you never know what's going to happen. Yeah. Well, I like the idea that, like, this is a little more action movie.
And there's,
but
there's
the idea that you know, you both leave in a car, and all of a sudden the car comes jumping in and rams the other car. You're like, I'm sorry. I started to think I was following you. Yeah.
My bad.
And then I'm really sorry.
Good thing I got pursuit insurance.
for accidental pursuits.
Although there would be no high-speed car chases.
No, there wouldn't.
There wouldn't be any.
I mean, any sort of...
That crook would be like, I gotta get away from here. And all of a sudden, there's a bunch of police cars in front of them.
Well, I mean, any single time, like, any person tries to do something illegal, then get away.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, they're always gonna find me. Damn it.
Only if they know who they're chasing.
Oh. But if they... So, essentially, you have to get away before the police get there and see you.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing that always is, that Jason has to... He sees the person runs...
They need to identify the person.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. They don't have to identify who they are. They just have to identify there is a person.
Yeah.
And I'm chasing that person.
Yeah.
Because you will pop in on that person's route.
Yeah. So you need to specify a specific person.
Yes. Yes.
Specifically.
Specifically. Specifically a specific person.
Yeah.
Like Michael.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking Michael.
Goddamn Michael.
Goddamn Michael. You know, so you'd have things like classes or things like that where it's like, all right, make sure you don't follow anyone.
And, you know, people would tell those children, don't chase. The game of tag is super dangerous.
Well, I mean, cars.
You have to play tag in a park and you have to set boundaries. Because if you go outside the boundaries, a child could appear in a dangerous situation.
Yeah, it's true. Though
and you're not allowed chasing down slides.
It would make tag a lot more exciting.
Yeah, because you'd never know when that person was going to appear. And you'd never know when you were going to appear.
Yeah, exactly.
So it'd be tag would be a very difficult game. Tag would be an Olympic sport.
You think so?
I think so.
You have to. You're going to have to explain them more. You can't just say tag should be an Olympic sport.
Well, here's the thing.
You can't just wear a shirt that says tag should be an Olympic sport.
Well, I could,
and not explain it.
Okay, so because you never know when it's going to happen, people who were good at not being it, when the person appeared, if your reflexes were fast enough, you might avoid being tagged.
I guess yeah.
Like the person catches up to you, it doesn't mean that they contact you.
Yeah.
Whereas on the flip side, you never know when you're going to appear in front of that person.
You do some capoeira stuff.
Yeah, exactly. You can do some crazy dodging. Or you could do some crazy acrobatics to try and catch the person. So now tag becomes this sport where there's multiple individuals all vying for themselves. And then there's teleportation and like people are trying to tag each other. Like, that's amazing.
This sounds amazing.
It's amazing.
It's specifically amazing for tag.
Yeah. Like, that's not a child's game anymore. That is an Olympic sport.
Jeremy, it never was.
Whoa.
Tag is serious.
Okay. Sorry, I forgot.
You forgot about my injury in that tag accident.
I'm sorry. That was really inconsiderate of me, Kevin.
I remember it like it was yesterday.
Doodly-doo, 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 doodly-doo.
I was on the playground, playing with all my friends. And then I dove for the tag. But someone else appeared out of nowhere. Because that's how you do it.
Yeah, that's how you do. That's how tag is played.
That's how tag is played.
Wait, no, it's not.
Wait, what?
This is a fake world, Kevin.
Oh, right, sorry. I'm creating fake lives for me. And you.
That's weird.
Yeah.
In this fake life, am I happy?
I mean...
Great, thanks. Thanks. I thought we were friends. I'm not even happy in your imaginary world.
I'm not happy in my imaginary world.
That's sad.
Yeah, I know.
Welcome to episode 16, The Saddening.
The way that I see it happen a lot in movies is that it is someone... When the person gets... Okay, so we have to come... So there's the pursuer and the pursuee.
Yeah.
When the pursuee gets surprised, it's usually because the pursuee is like going around a corner or they turn back to look at where they came from.
Yep.
And when they look for it again, the person is there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You'd leave for school like when you're in junior high and you didn't want to bring the lunch that your mom made you because it was lame. So you'd go and...
Goddamn bologna sandwiches!
You forget your lunch on purpose. But guess what? Your mom chasing you out the door just appears in front of you. You have to take that lunch now. You turn the corner in your school by your locker, your mom's there. She has your lunch.
I brought this for you.
Here, I brought you this Melba toast. Have a great lunch, son.
Now, how do I get home? I like the idea that... So we have in our world Uber.
Yeah.
Remember when I was talking about Michael? You were Michael hopping?
Yeah.
There'd be an app for like... It's like ride sharing. So it's like, hey, wait, you're going to, I don't know, we're going to the St. Peter's game.
Yeah.
Tell you what, I will give you some money, you will go, and I will chase you.
I will chase you there. The thing is, they both have to start at the same point. But again, it doesn't work quite because you could show up at any point. But I do think there would be a taxi service. There would have to be.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't. But there's a taxi service in real life.
Yeah, but this one, you'd probably have a lot more taxi drivers in this world because a lot of people are emotional beings, Kevin.
Yeah,
they'd start chasing people all the time, and then just arrive in random places and be like, "Shit, I'm supposed to be at work, but I don't have my car.
I guess I better call a taxi." Okay, that's what you mean. You mean that there'll be a lot of taxi services because people will just be in places.
Yeah, in places where they're like, "Oh shit." Shouldn't be here.
So, okay, we know we talked about how the chase has to be you see someone and you're chasing that person.
Yeah.
What if you're chasing someone? What if you know who someone is?
Yeah.
You know who they are. You've met them many times. But you're sitting on your couch and you suddenly decide, like in a very romantic comedy way, I have to chase them. I have to find them. If you run out your door, will you appear like halfway around the world? Just like in front of them because you decided to start chasing them?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, so there has to be the concept of
there has same... to be some sort of initial point of contact.
Okay.
Also, if you just decide something, if the other person is not running away from you, it doesn't work.
Oh, so the chase has to be two-way.
Yeah, if people are going towards each other.
Well, I don't think it does that two-way. Like if you, let's say, hop in a taxi and say, "Follow that taxi." You're chasing them, but if they don't...
So many car accidents.
Yeah. But if they don't know that you're chasing them, you're still chasing them.
Right, but...
But there's a point of contact. The thing is that initial point of contact.
They are still moving away from you, though.
Yeah, it can't just...
It can't be like, hey, I want to see Kevin. I'm going to chase him, but you're sitting watching TV.
Yeah.
There's no pursuit there.
You won't just, like, leap out of a closet?
No.
I'm here. I found you.
Kevin, time to do a podcast.
that'd be pretty good. That'd be also a lot simpler transportation.
Yeah.
That if you knew that someone was still, but you decided like
see, it
to
doesn't
start
work.
Chasing them. But it doesn't work.
Because
it doesn't work.
The logic needs somebody to be the chase-y.
No, I understand. There needs to be a chaser and a chase-y. They need to have the same point. Now, but what is the... time limit on that. Like if you see someone run away and you stand there and you're like, all right. Somehow you stand there for like 2 hours and like, all right, now I'll start chasing them. Remember the movie Catch Me If You Can?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's definitely chasing that guy.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But he doesn't always know where he is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean...
Well, that movie is essentially one long chase.
Yeah.
Because you never catch him.
Yeah, but there's times where it's like, you know... the character pretends to be a pilot and all those things. That movie would be a lot shorter.
Yeah, it would. Well, you never know when it's going to happen, though.
Well, I like the idea that...
That movie could be the same length. It's just the suspense you get from it is different.
Because you never know
when... Because you never know when the logic's going to apply.
The guy you saw at the beginning of the movie will appear in this man's life.
Yeah. At some point, you know that person is chasing him.
You only ever see him at the beginning, like, all right, I'll find him. And then he walks out of
and that's it, and you just
the office. That's the last time you see him.
Talk about suspense.
Now it's
this
all
movie is directed by Alfred Hitchcock.
Now it's all the rest of the things as you wait for that guy you saw for 5 minutes at the beginning of the movie to come into this guy's life. Every time he walks around a corner, every time he turns around.
I'm into this movie.
It'd be a pretty good movie.
I am into it.
I mean, even in our world, that's not a bad idea for a movie.
Yeah, it's a pretty good idea.
Yeah, yeah. Make it Alfred Hitchcock. Oh.
You made us sad again.
I remember that Alfred Hitchcock is dead.
Yep.
I mean, a man's going to be dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who else would make a movie like that?
modern directors?
Yeah. Probably just some
Del Toro?
Guillermo del Toro?
Yeah.
But I don't understand. It doesn't have things with eyes on their hands or giant robots.
I'm just thinking of a conceptual director rather than a straightforward director.
Oh, right. Yeah, no, I guess him.
Because you would need a conceptual director to come up with the concept of the suspense being the absence of this other character.
I guess, but I think like with Guillermo del Toro, I mean, think of his backlog. He did Pan's Labyrinth.
Yeah.
He helped on Pacific Rim.
Yeah.
And he did Hellboy.
Well, to be fair, this does have a supernatural bent to it.
Well, no, it doesn't have to. It could be a straight... You just don't know when that character is going to catch that character.
That's true.
I mean, to be fair,
another director you think would be better for it?
I don't know. I mean, to be fair, in this...
Wait, is this a comedy?
It probably has comedic elements.
Edgar Wright.
Yeah, no, I'd see that. Yeah, I see that.
If it's a comedy, Edgar Wright.
I mean, once again, it'd have comedic elements. It definitely... It would be a farce. It'd be a fun... Not a farce.
Yeah.
It'd be like Catch Me If You Can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a movie it's based off of.
The movie is based off of.
The movie it's based off of.
it's called Catch Me. You know you will.
You will catch me eventually. But when?
It's a long title.
Oh, it could be all about the guy living his life to the fullest because he doesn't know when he's going to be caught. He knows he's going to be caught.
He just doesn't know when.
There's no when.
Wait, now I'm imagining Mad Max with this. But instead of the cars chasing behind them, they're just leaping in from all sides.
I think a lot of movies are awesome in this world.
Just Furiosa and Mad Max are like, Jesus Christ, what the fuck? They're coming from everywhere.
They're in the swamp.
Meanwhile, the other cars are like, ah, I can't handle this. We're leaping out of sand dunes. Yeah. Like, how did we get here? It's like that mod in GTA.
Didn't you know that's the sequel they're making?
It's called Mad. Instead of Mad Max Fury Road, it's Mad Max. Holy shit, they're everywhere. They're like bees. Bees.
That's a Flight of the Bumblebees.
It was very close to the Batman. It's just a car comes up and a bee comes back. They would definitely have to set up their chases differently. Because as we said, because the way this world works, and there have been times where the killer surprises them, but they still get away.
Yeah.
Well,
like I said, it doesn't mean you caught them.
No,
it means you've caught up to them.
So it would make anything where anybody's having some sort of chase a lot more like bizarre.
Yeah. Just, all chases are absurd now. You know Scooby-Doo chases?
Yeah.
Those would happen for real.
Well, no, I'm thinking about the, what do you call it? What's the movie that Rowan Atkinson was in? Johnny English.
Sure.
Okay.
Sounds familiar.
There's a scene in... Maybe the first one, maybe the second one. Maybe the second one, because it's about him being old.
Yeah.
Where he's chasing a guy, and the guy's doing, like, crazy parkour. Meanwhile, he's just, like, taking the elevator or, like, opening doors. And so the way that they shot the scene is that you see a lot from, like, the pursuee's point of view. And so he does this crazy climb down a building, lands, turns to the side, and just Rowan Atkinson walking towards him.
Yeah.
And just repeatedly you see Rowan Atkinson just like come out of a door walking towards him. Which imagine how all chases now would go. Is that no matter how insane and crazy you are, you just turn and there's a man just walking towards you.
Yep.
You're like, oh shit.
Gonna catch up eventually.
Yeah, they'll have to catch up eventually.
Don't need to hurry.
Yeah. You'll just get there eventually. It's bizarre.
Yeah,
I like
it.
I mean... But, I mean, we're just talking about, like, that's the way they would have to film movies. I mean, it's also how real...
That's how real life would be.
And also how real life would be.
Yeah. That's how real life would be. The thing is, think about your day-to-day life, Kevin.
Yeah.
There's not a ton of pursuit in it.
Not, like, long pursuit. But there's things where it's like you see someone walking down your hall, like, oh, I want to talk to that person. So you step forward, and all of a sudden you're coming out in front of them. You're like,
Hi,
sorry.
Does this mean this would be horrible for somebody with, like, social anxiety? Because they'd be like, I want to talk to that person and start moving towards them and get anxious, but they're still moving towards them and then they appear in front of them, but they're anxious?
Oh, no.
Rom-com.
And somewhere in their head, they still want to keep following them. But yeah. They also want to get away. So they're trying to, like, run outdoors, and they're always just popping back in. They're like, I'm sorry. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
You're so pretty.
Every sitcom ever has a scene like that.
This is even someone runs outdoors and indoors and just trying to get away.
Yeah.
As they also secretly want to be there.
Also a bunch of, like, not rom-coms, but just romantic movies in general.
Yeah.
Like, there's always chasing scenes where they're running through the rain. Well, guess what? You don't have to run through the rain. Yeah. You're just going to appear at that person's side eventually.
Yeah, or, you know, they're going through the airport trying to get to them.
Before their plane takes off. But guess what? It doesn't matter if their plane takes off because you'll appear in the plane.
Just coming out of the bathroom. Ah.
Yeah.
Where are we going, by the way? Aberjan. Shit. I don't have my passport. Aberbajan. Sorry. Not Aberjan.
Well, there'd be an embassy in every airport. They would have to have an embassy in every airport.
And why don't you have your passport? I was chasing
my love interest.
Just fill in chasing, and we'll get you fixed up. Fill in
the romantic chasing form. Form 61. It wasn't
It wasn't really romantic chasing. It was more of like angry chasing. Oh.
Oh, well, in that case, you're going to need Form 76B.
Are they alive? Well, yes, of course. I was angry, not murderous. That's a different form.
Yeah. I'm glad bureaucracy can still be frustrating in this world.
Bureaucracy will always find a way. And speaking of bureaucracy?
Yeah, sure.
I don't know. Let's go to commercial.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's a good segue.
That's a good segue.
Today's episode of The Third Space is brought to you by Building Character. So go outside and shovel the snow, because it'll make you a better person.
Yeah. Yeah. Or, if there's no snow outside, maybe you can mow the lawn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get in a fight.
Well, maybe not.
Learn to skydive.
I don't know if that's a...
Do a backflip.
Maybe rake the leaves in your neighbor's yard?
No, do a backflip.
No, I don't think we're talking about the same type of character here.
Have motivation. Have flaws.
You don't know what building character is, do you?
Make sure it's a well-fleshed-out background.
No, not like a D&D character.
I'm not quite
the
sure.
The quality of person is what I'm talking about.
Okay, do a backflip.
Important part of a person is backflip.
I don't know about you, when I go into job interviews, I open the door, do a backflip, and they're like, you're hired.
No, I don't do that, Kevin. Oh. I instead give them a list of my skills and abilities.
Well, I give them a list. Yeah, I do that as well. And on that list, it says backflips.
And then you do one.
And I do one. So I've both given and proven something.
Okay, so everybody who ever meets Kevin...
No, please, God, no, I cannot do
a
backflip.
Sure, he does a backflip.
No, please, I cannot do a backflip.
Sure he does it.
I get so scared.
If he doesn't do it, he's a fraud.
Please, no,
he's
so phony. Scary.
He's a great big phony.
It's so scary. You go upside down and you can't go the rest of the way around. Please, no, I'm going to die.
It's going to happen now.
I break my neck and die.
You've made your choice.
Oh, no.
You've made your bed, now sleep in it.
Oh, no, my gag. This bit has become too real.
My joke's too real. No.
So we're talking about how the pursuits would work, but how you could also... stop them, I guess, because we talked about that. Like, there's certain things that are requirements to make the pursuit logic happen.
Yeah.
You have to start from the same place. You have to be definitely chasing someone. We mentioned that it can be subconscious. That's why, you know, you could be running away, but also towards someone.
Yep.
It always seems about be about subconscious because, you know, it's a universal force.
Yep.
Yeah.
It takes your intentions into account. Even the ones that you're not aware of.
Exactly. But there's like things
really romantic again.
Yeah, it could be very romantic.
That person leaves and you want to chase them, but you just don't know if you can.
And then when you walk out, you like walk into your bathroom and you just appear in front of them.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
Like, you really did want to follow me.
No, I didn't. I didn't want to do it. And then
I didn't
walk away and,
yeah.
you pop up again
and be like, oh, you. Oh, you.
Damn it.
Damn it.
I guess I love you.
Now you know my feelings.
Roll credits. Roll angry credits. They're just shaking a little bit.
There's metal playing in the background.
All of the eyes are middle fingers. Nice.
I like this. Anyways, movie. You were gonna good say movie. Something.
The ways you can get around like it happening.
Yeah.
So, like, for example, it has to be a sneak up on you. It's always a sneak up. So yeah. if you're getting away from someone, but you're like have an eye on them at all times, like I just show like a mirror. Like you have a mirror, or even if you just turn around and you're facing them and you walk backwards.
So you're saying if you always keep an eye on your pursuer, they can't surprise you.
Yeah, I mean,
so it won't happen.
Yeah, I mean, it's not exactly efficient
or completely doable all the time.
But like if you have, I don't know.
I can't make this corner because if I turn, I won't be able to see you, and that means you'll appear.
Well, it's the idea that once again, they have to surprise you. So if you just have like blinders on, like always looking forwards and just like wetting your eyes so you don't have to blink, you're like, oh, you're not going to get me now.
No, they still appear in front of you. You just don't know when.
But criminals, like, even the blinders will just step in.
Yeah.
Like, ah! Damn it.
That's the worst plan.
But criminals will always have to find a way.
Well, they'll try to.
Well, it's the idea of, you know, when there's Batman, there comes the Joker.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you bring a gun, they bring a gun. They put one of yours in the hospital, you put one of theirs in the morgue.
Well, really, being a criminal is all about committing the crime and getting away before anyone notices.
It's true. It seems like
that's what it becomes about.
Yeah, but eventually they would try. You think? Even
well, everyone, if they were in a pursuit, they would all try.
Yeah. Dude, I just got to keep my eye on them.
Yeah. I mean, you can never escape that way either.
Well, but then all you do is you turn around and then they're there.
Yeah.
Like, damn it.
Like, eventually the chase is going to end.
Well, no, I don't think actually they are there.
I guess you could outlast.
Well, no, I don't think.
But
just wait until they die.
Yeah. That Spoon horror movie. You know what I'm talking about.
I know the Spoon horror movie.
Yeah.
The thing that I think about when I'm thinking back to the horror movies.
Yeah.
It's never honestly teleportation. It's never like looking at Jason, turn around, and he's there. It's always the implication that just somehow
got there before
he got there first.
Yeah.
Yeah, that he either ran off screen or had a secret passage. So it's not like you can be looking at someone and then turn around and they're right there because you just saw them.
Yeah.
It has to be somewhat reasonable.
Yeah.
So I don't really have where that was going. I'm just saying that it's not just teleportation.
Well, it's...
From the pursuer's point of view, it's probably just like black out and they're there.
Yeah, but from the pursuee, it's not.
Yeah.
There has to be some sort of logic.
Yeah. Which means it can't just be, you know, there they are, turn. Yeah. They're also there? What? This isn't slapstick logic.
No, it's pursuit.
No.
Pursuit horror
logic. That's very different logic.
It is. That's on our list of topics, I think, somewhere.
It is somewhere on our list of topics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One day.
One day. No, but no.
When there's a holiday that's funny, we can do that one.
Labor Day? Arbor Day. The funniest holiday.
Larbor Day?
Larbor Day. Larper Day.
Larper Day. Is there Larper a Larper Day? Day? I'm sure there's a Larper Day.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably in August.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I'll look it up later.
Good. Good. So people will be trying to find ways to like deal with this. We mentioned a little bit earlier with the... just thought process. Like, don't imagine you're following a car.
Yeah.
But on the pursuit, like, what are things that the pursuee can do to stop themselves from getting followed? Like, can they do anything? Or are they completely at the mercy of...
I don't think you can. Because just because you're out of range of your pursuer does not mean they're not still pursuing you.
You know what actually you could do?
What?
You could make sure the pursuer is actually just almost so close to catching you.
Yeah.
Because what happens with Jason is that they think they get away.
Mm-hmm.
So I think for the teleportation to take place, or for that movement to take place, there has to be a moment of like I mean, they don't have to consciously think it, but there has to be the idea that they got away.
Yeah.
So if...
Except you would know you didn't get away.
But, I mean, that's not the point. The point is that at when it's reasonable that you got away, then the movement happens.
Yeah.
Because I think even in those movies, they're aware, because that's why they don't stop running then he comes.
Yeah.
It's the idea that they're running, and they're like, I'm gaining distance. I'm getting further away, but he could still be there.
The problem
oh,
with,
God, he's
here's
right there.
The problem with being close all the time. That just means the chase never ends.
Yes.
It doesn't solve your problem.
Well, you know...
If your goal is to get away...
No. You know what? I think there is a logic here. So if... you would need someone to... Oh, God, no. Because then they would know where you live. The thought I had was that someone chases you to your house and then you shut the door. At that point, you are no longer running. And they are just on the other side of the door, so they're not technically chasing you. They know where
you are.
You
haven't gotten away, though. Like, that's what I'm saying. None of these, like, you don't get away.
No, you haven't technically gotten away, because they know where... They now know they just where you live.
They could just camp outside.
But what if you just have a safe room?
No matter what...
It's all about outlasting.
No matter what, Kevin, you can hole up in your castle, and people can be sieging you. You still don't get away.
Well, I mean,
the only way you get away is by defeating your pursuer.
So there'd be a lot more death.
No, there'd be a lot more conflict. Not necessarily more death.
Okay, so at the point where it's like, I'm not going to chase you anymore.
Yeah.
Good.
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 Yeah.
That's why I took those Taekwondo classes.
Self-defense, bro.
There might be... people might be a lot better at fighting.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Because really, the only way... You cannot... outrun somebody.
No,
so you either need to get away without being noticed.
Yeah.
Or you need to be able to defeat your pursuer.
Yeah. Well, so I know that this means that when we were talking about like races, like foot races.
Yeah.
The way that like they work, like so, like 100 meter sprints and all those Olympic races still work fine.
Yeah, because
always someone
the goal
watching
is
them.
Just to get the finish line too.
Well. Yeah, but I mean, if someone's like, I will just think that I'm chasing that person.
Yeah.
And
I guess it won't happen because...
Because everyone's watching.
The other
them.
Requirements aren't there.
On the other hand, marathons.
Yeah.
Where you have like, or even on bikes, like Tour de France or...
Yeah, but see, that's all a roll of the dice for those long races because you don't know when it's going to happen.
Yeah, but and you don't know if the person that you're chasing is the person who's in first.
That's true.
Yeah. So I feel like if you're a...
Although I'm pretty sure for Tour de France, they have like radios on their... Well, they have teams, right, who are keeping track?
Number 52's in front. Imagine you're chasing him. Drop back. So you drop back so no one can see you. Then you imagine that you're chasing number 52.
It doesn't change your speed, though. And the thing is, you could be going in the wrong direction, too.
You just follow up going opposite direction. Damn it.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Like, I don't know how much that actually helps in the instance.
I mean, it depends where you are. If you're
it's a gamble.
If you're already in... I mean, that's one of the things. It would be like, oh, it looks like he's taking the pursuit gamble. I mean, if you want to win.
Yeah.
And you are not in, like, the first... like 10 and like let's say you're way back there in this race either decathlon or the Tour de France or any of those like long distance races.
They'd probably make it so that you couldn't communicate with other team members.
What I imagine they do so you wouldn't cheat is they would have to make sure that there's always someone who can see you.
Yeah, but it doesn't make sense for such a long race.
What do you mean?
Well, like Tour de France is 2 weeks of biking, right?
Yeah.
And the stretches of distance are just so large.
Yeah,
it doesn't make logistical sense for someone to be watching that person all the time.
No. It's not someone has to be watching that person. It's have to make sure that everybody like it's not like one person with one like what it's not a 1-to-1 ratio.
Yeah,
but they have to make sure that every because that's not too hard. Make sure every contestant they always know where they are.
I guess that's true.
That they can't like why is that guy taking a side road? Yeah. Oh shit.
Oh, shit.
He's going for the alley.
He's going for the gambit.
Which would be straight up illegal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a foul.
If they can prove it.
Yep.
We have this video that shows you driving into an alley, and then you just appear near the front. Looks like you cheated.
Can you prove it?
Prove it. Come at me.
Prove it.
Yeah.
I didn't take steroids.
but I may have teleported.
I didn't do either of those things.
But like,
I didn't teleport. I took steroids.
Which one's worse? Just tell me. Because I don't know.
I did the least worst one.
They're both really bad.
Yeah.
Well, which one's least worse? I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, you could teleport accidentally, I guess. I did. That's what I did.
That's what I did.
Can you imagine accidentally teleporting and you're like, oh man, I wish I was up in there in first. I wish I was up there with number 52.
Wait, this is the best.
Didn't mean to do that.
This is the best, Kevin.
Yeah.
You're in the Tour de France. You're biking.
Yeah.
You hear an ice cream truck.
Oh, man. Like, I want ice cream. Shit.
This fudgesicle was not worth it.
Oh, wait. Then you go back to imagining you're chasing the guy in furs. You pop back in, fudgesicle in mouth. I took a detour.
You're disqualified.
Damn it. This fudgesicle was not worth it. But this ice cream sandwich was.
Oh.
Da 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 da.
Yeah. Now that we've turned every long distance race into a Benny Hill skit.
Well, there'd be a lot more, as I said, like scrutiny on people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, you do that with all the decathlons. You do that with any rally races.
Yeah.
Any of those things where it's possible that. Rally races would be very interesting because it usually is very, you can't keep an eye on everyone at all times.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're talking about like the race and Speed Racer.
Yeah.
The movie. Starring Emile Hirsch. Yeah. And Matthew Fox.
Poor John Goodman.
And John Goodman. I mean, say what you will, John Goodman was perfect for that role.
Yeah, he did a good job.
Yeah.
He did like, a good job on that role.
That movie was...
not the best.
No. No. I would even say it's very low on the scale. Is that the worst movie? No. It's not The Room.
No.
No. No.
The problem with The Room is I don't know if it's the worst movie anymore because some people like it.
Yeah, but I have to feel like everyone who likes it.
Some people don't even like it. Somebody don't even like it ironically.
Well, then they're wrong.
Your opinion is wrong.
You can like the
Kevin Weir.
No, you can like the worst thing in the world. The Room is quantifiably, in every aspect of filmmaking, the worst. It has bad set. It
Kevin?
Has bad acting. It has bad writing. Kevin? It's badly produced.
Kevin?
It's badly directed.
Kevin?
What?
Twilight.
Twilight has quality in it.
Does it?
It does. It has special effect quality. It has.
I'm talking about the books.
It has fight. Oh, the books. Yeah. Well, we're not talking about books. We're talking about movies.
I'm just saying it's parallel.
Yeah, but you can still like the worst thing. And no, I don't think Twilight, the book, is worse. Because clearly there is something in there that speaks to people. And that's more of the...
How do you know there's not something in The Room that speaks to people?
Because there's nothing in The Room!
I don't think you know everyone's thought.
It has no substance.
I don't think you know that.
No!
It could have substance for some people.
There is no substance!
Can you see it?
It is a Kinder Egg! Inside is a candy that is a toy. That means nothing! Nothing!
Kevin, I feel like this is very personal for you.
It is a bad movie.
Just because it's a bad movie doesn't mean it doesn't have any value to some people.
Its value is in comedy for watching it and being like, this is a bad movie. Quantifiably in every way.
Kevin?
Yes!
Is Donald Trump a good person?
No!
Do people still like him?
But they like, because they're not good people. Most of them are not good at people.
Yeah. So
you have to be pretty shitty to look past all of his terribleness and be like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure. Let's be best friends, Donald.
I'm cool with this.
I'm just saying that there is probably a small group of people that enjoy The Room unironically.
Yeah, someone who hasn't seen a better movie about a love triangle.
Yeah.
Like Twilight.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about like the reason why I mentioned Twilight is because the protagonist, for instance, is Bella.
Yeah.
But the definition of a protagonist is someone whose desire drives the story forward, and Bella does nothing to drive the story forward.
No, yeah.
So
clearly,
that's
she's
why,
not the protagonist.
That's why I mentioned it, because that is a bad novel.
No, she is the main character. She is not the protagonist.
Yeah, that is a bad novel.
No, I agree.
People still really like it.
But they like it in the same way... they like anything where you have where you can like put yourself into it and more get an experience out of it than anything else. No, it is not a good story.
Yeah.
No, it's not a good book. But I can see where people can see a connection into it. The problem with The Room is that there's no way that connection can exist because there's no one to connect with.
Are there people on screen? There's someone to connect with?
No, there's... No, you know what? No, there are not people on screen in The Room. There's words on screen in The Room. And some sort of monstrous cardboard that has been formed into a human shape. There are no people on screen in The Room. They're just the many psychic imprints of Tommy Wiseau.
I think we're going to have to agree to disagree on this, Kevin.
Yeah, I will fuck you up.
No, you won't.
I will chase you down, and you know that I will find you.
I'll just give you a nice hug. But like, there, Kevin. Happy post-Thanksgiving.
Post-post-Thanksgiving.
I'm thankful we can do a podcast together.
Well, I mean, after this Room thing, I don't know. Podcast over.
Last podcast, we're like, yeah, we'll do this for where. We'll do this even if you don't care. And then this podcast. Nope. We disagreed over The Room.
Can't do it.
Friends off.
Can't do it. It's done.
What else about Pursuit?
I don't know. I got so distracted by The Room and Twilight.
I know you were very upset.
I did have a point, but...
Is it gone?
It's gone so much.
It's disappeared.
And we
into
are
the ether.
Nowhere close to the end of the episode. We still have to fill like another 15 minutes.
Okay. Are there any other movies you want to talk about with Pursuit? I mean, it's basically been the second half.
Well, here's sort of the question is that what if you just want to find someone? I'm thinking about Die Hard.
Well, one of the stipulations is you have to be in the same place at some point for the pursuit to start, right?
Yeah.
So just wanting to find somebody isn't enough.
No, but as soon as you see them,
then it would kick in.
So it's like what you said earlier, where the best way of avoiding the pursuit is never letting the other person see you.
Yeah, you just never get close to being caught in the first place.
Because I think it's like they have to see you, which means that the pursuit begins.
You know what? In this world, there's probably a lot more private eyes. Private eyes, they're watching you, and they see your every move.
Man, they got their own theme song.
Yeah, Hall & Oates.
Yeah. Thanks, Oates and Hall.
And thanks, Oates and Hall.
You ever tell you that if I ever started a moving company, it would go Hall & Totes?
Great.
It would be Hall & Totes. Perfect. Moving.
And you get upset at me for bad jokes.
I can be a hypocrite. I'm a human being.
That's true. We're all hypocrites.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's just all agree we're all hypocrites all the time.
And then we'll all get along.
And we'll all never get along.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah.
We'll say that we should and we won't.
Never do it.
Because we're hypocrites.
And meanwhile,
is this a commercial for hypocrites?
Meanwhile, I'll help you move with my moving company, Hall & Totes.
Great. Perfect. I love it.
We're watching you. I think it's the only Hall & Oates song I know. I keep on thinking...
What about Maneater?
I keep on thinking Hall & Oates is Simon & Garfunkel.
It's not.
There's not.
It's very different.
No, they're not. But they're both like, oh, it's two people.
Yeah. What are you doing? Maneater is Hall & Oates as well.
Which was Maneater?
Now I can only think of the Nelly Furtado version.
Yeah, I know. That's what I think of.
He's a man. No, don't do it. I'm trying to remember the Hall & Oates version. She's a man eater.
That doesn't ring a bell.
No?
No.
I'm sure you've heard it before.
I think it would just be the eyes one.
Private eyes?
For my Hall & Totes.
Great.
Moving company.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to get back into that with the private eyes before we start talking about Hall & Oates.
Well, because you need somebody to make initial contact.
Yes.
You need somebody to actually find where these people are using detective work. Right? So the police would be doing this.
Yeah.
But private eyes are people that also do this, and they would do them for... like private sector reasons.
You know what I just thought of? Because I think this would count as a chase.
Yeah.
A private eye. Imagine there's someone and their name is Wendy.
Yeah.
Wendy hires a private eye.
Yes.
To find, I don't know, Marcus.
Yeah.
So Wendy hires a private eye to find Marcus.
Yeah.
The private eye finds Marcus.
Yeah.
And then the private eye calls Wendy and says, I found him.
Yeah.
And the private eye goes to Marcus and says, Wendy's coming for you. And
yeah.
And Marcus is like, shit, I should go.
Yeah.
He runs. Wendy starts. And the private eye tells Wendy where he is.
Induces Marcus to start running.
Yeah.
Wendy knows where the chase starts. So yeah. That would work.
So by the transitive property of pursuit logic.
Yeah, that works.
She's chasing him.
That works.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
So that. Oh, man. Now, because I always want to find a way that like someone would like cheese the logic of this world.
Yeah.
By that logic, you could potentially have that work to bring someone extreme distances.
Yeah.
Because if you have someone like go to, let's say you...
Except the pursuit has to be real.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't just be like, hey, Kevin's in Amsterdam. Oh, shit, I'm going to chase him. Somebody tell him I'm chasing him.
No. But you could do like incredible leaps of distance to chase someone who is... in a different continent.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
By hiring a private investigator. I know you're absolutely right. Private investigators would not only be more common, they would be a lot more useful.
Yeah.
Because literally when a private investigator finds someone, it means you have found them. You can get them. You can get there. The police, I mean, even the police just need like people who will go out and find someone, and then they raid on the police and be like, hey, he's here.
Yeah.
And then, like, the police are coming for you.
Neighborhood watch.
Yeah. And then what happens? The police just, like, appear. You have squad cars leaping out of alleyways.
Yeah.
Like, two-wheeling out. Because they're like, oh, I didn't expect that to happen.
Yeah, if you've gotten away, you have to stay in hiding.
Yeah. Forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because if anyone sees you...
Or until nobody recognizes you anymore. Is
plastic surgery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, I looked up Maneater lyrics.
All right, go for it.
So I'm just going to do the chorus.
All right.
Watch out, boy, she'll chew you up. Oh, here she comes. Watch out, she's a man-eater.
I know that tune.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know that tune because I know just some comedian who was doing talking about people who misunderstanding lyrics.
Yeah.
And he had that one where it's, whoa, here she comes.
Yeah.
She's a bad eater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's Hall & Oates.
Yeah.
Can't now you know two songs.
For my Hall & Totes moving company.
Yeah. Oh, why did that help you?
when we drive up, it just starts blasting Hall & Oates.
Well, when you roll up, oh, here they come. Watch out.
The good movers.
They're the good movers.
This is perfect. It's all coming together. Now I'll achieve my dream of being a mover in a punny moving company.
Great.
I will do any job if it involves like a punny title.
Any job?
Pretty much, yeah.
Please send jobs you'd like Kevin to do to our Twitter account. Just has to be a pun.
Yeah, if
he'll do them. He just said he would do them.
The name of the job... of the company that does the job is a pun. Yeah, send it my way.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear those.
Like just in time?
like just in time.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I would work with that magician, Justin Credible.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's just incredible.
He's just incredible.
He's a magician.
Yeah.
I'd be his assistant. I don't think he'd want me.
No, I don't think so
But
either.
I'll chase him down.
And you'll wear a sequined dress.
This is going to happen, Justin. I'll find you wherever you are.
She'll only come out at night.
She's a vampire. She's some sort of monster.
Whoa, here she comes.
She's some sort of monster.
She's a vampire.
Wait, this actually sort of does bring up something.
Yeah.
So you can be in... Do we consider that if you're running towards someone who doesn't know you're coming, that is a chase?
I don't know.
You know what? I think
it depends.
No, I don't think it actually does. I think that is sneaking up on someone.
Yeah.
Because there have been times in, like, Friday the 13th in those movies where Jason or Michael have snuck up on someone.
Yeah.
But at that point, you know where they came from.
Yeah,
they
it's were not a pursuit.
Hiding there. It's not,
yeah,
a pursuit.
It's not a pursuit.
So I think you were right with something we said earlier, where the other person has to know they're being chased.
Well, I think there's a little bit of gray area.
Well, I mean, no,
because they could be on the run without being knowing that they're chased.
Well, no,
right?
Yeah.
So there's also the point of if they're living life on the run, then that means that their actions are constantly on the run, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they are running away.
No,
all the time.
No, that's not a pursuit.
Yeah.
But it's also the idea that if you just see someone on TV, and say it's live TV, you can't be like, damn it, I'm going to get them and run and appear there. Because that person doesn't realize they are being chased.
Yeah.
It's like, that's the reason
why. That's just you running to that person.
Yeah. That's why the private investigator, I mean, like, so there has to be some idea of, like, the other person will follow.
Someone needs to induce the chase.
Yeah, yeah, there has to be a chase inducement on the other side. Mm-hmm. And once again, it could be for joy, it could be for fun. But all there has to be is, like...
But tag still works.
All there has to be is the subconscious thing of that. That's why you could still chase after someone at the airport.
Yeah.
As long as they have some... I mean, it's like...
As long as they have some sort of feeling that they're running away.
Yeah. So if you are running and you're like, I'm not teleporting.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh. I guess she's over me. Da, da, da. Wait, no, damn, that was Jurassic Park. I can't do the Hulk sad walking away music.
You know what you need to do?
What?
You need to do some research on that song.
It's always trash. That is a month's old throwback to me not being able to do the Hulk walking away
music.
I think
our first episode or something.
I should probably look it up, but it's just always Jurassic Park to me. All right, let's just, any last thoughts on pursuit logic?
No, I'm happy about the private eyes. I'm happy about tag.
I'm happy we got the private eyes. The tag is awesome.
Tag is awesome.
Long distance races are going to be weird.
Yeah, they're going to be weird.
Yeah. This is the one world where it's just going to be chaos.
Yeah.
Like, some good, some bad.
Well, I think it's, you might not even have a car or transit system. Just because
too dangerous.
It's too dangerous.
Too dangerous.
It's too dangerous.
You can't rely on people.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't have ones controlled by people. Maybe it'll be the advancement of auto cars.
Passenger stuff, I think, would be okay.
Yeah.
Well, because then you would just appear inside the passenger vehicle.
Well, I mean, I mean the idea of public transit would be a lot more. Yeah. Because you could, especially on like subway systems, you could remote that.
Yeah.
And then you can't really be chasing anyone because you're just controlling remote.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also, why would a subway person be like, I'm going to chase that train? Oh, shit!
Oh, shit. But I think probably there's not a ton of personal vehicle use in this world. But just
far too dangerous.
It's too dangerous.
Far too dangerous.
Too dangerous.
All you have to do is think you're chasing someone, and you come busting through their wall.
If they think they're running away
I like the idea that like all you have to do is that in some random way.
I'll just text them, hey.
Hey.
I'm coming for you. I know what you did last summer.
All they need is that moment of, oh shit.
Oh shit.
It can go back to like, wait a second, but they're already there.
They're already there. Already happened.
Thanks, buddy. I just didn't want to come walk all this way.
Also, I hate you.
I'm out. Going to get myself a churro.
Oh man. I could go for a churro right now.
Some of Mucha Burrito.
Don't have my wallet, remember?
Oh, right.
Thanks for that.
Oh, here she comes.
Watch out. The bad eater.
Let's do our wrap up. If you like this episode, you can follow us on Twitter at Third Space Cast.
You can also tweet at me, Jeremy Verkley, at Mighty Thews.
And me, Kevin Weir, at Strawman K. Weir.
If you'd like to send us an email, you can do that at thirdspacepodcast@gmail.com.
Yes, and you can visit our website and leave some comments on the episode's there at thirdspacepodcast.com.
Correct.
Yep.
Our theme song is Balrog Boogie by the Diablo Swing Orchestra.
Yes. And if you, once again, you did like it, please rate, review,
tell
subscribe.
Your friends.
Tell your friends. Tell everyone.
Yeah. And if you don't know how to describe our podcast, my suggestion is to be two guys who talk about stuff, and it's pretty entertaining.
Yeah, because sometimes we have trouble describing our podcast.
Yes. Yes. It's a safe space, the third space. Doesn't really make sense all the time, though.
But you are safe here.
You are safe here.
You are safe here.
Unless...
You like the room.
Yeah. Well, from Kevin, anyways.
Come at
you. I'll still forgive you. Everyone send the reasons
why they... You got a 50-50 chance
here. Everyone send the reasons why they like The Room to Kevin's Twitter, please.
And also send me jobs I could do with punny titles.
Yes.
Yes, yes. Yes. Please, please.
Both of those things.
Please do. I want to hear those so bad.
Yeah. Anything else?
No, I think that's it.
That's it? That's all?
Yeah. If we forgot, anything, someone will let us know.
Yeah. Well, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Join us next week on The Third Space when we document all the different ways that Canadians apologize.
Sorry.
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 Sorry, Kevin.
Sorry, Jeremy.
Sorry, listener.
Sorry, everybody.
Sorry, world.
Sorry.
Hashtag not sorry.